Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here to take that stack of articles and research you've sent us and turn it into something crystal clear, something you can act on immediately. And if you're a B2B marketer, you know this feeling. I mean, you know it deep in your bones. You're running these really sophisticated campaigns. You've invested in amazing content. Leads are coming in. But then leadership asks, where did that huge six-figure deal actually come from? And you're stuck, right? You're sort of choosing between a guess and just the depressing reality of your Google Analytics dashboard.
Which is always murky. The data is just muddy.
Exactly. Private shares, direct messaging, all this dark social activity we keep hearing about. The buyer journey just isn't a straight line anymore.
Not at all.
So our mission today is to cut right through that complexity. We are doing a deep dive into marketing attribution software. These are the tools built to unlock real ROI, especially from those supposedly untraceable private shares.
And that's the key word, right? Supposedly. Because that inability to track the full path is precisely why this kind of software is becoming mandatory, not just optional.
So what is it, fundamentally?
At its core, marketing attribution software just identifies which channels, which touch points, and which interactions actually contribute most to your goals, whether that's a new lead or, you know, a huge enterprise sale. It's the guide that unmasks that really complex customer path.
And it feels especially critical in B2B.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, think about the difference. In B2C, someone might click an Instagram ad and buy a shirt 5 minutes later. One person, one click, one purchase. B2B journeys are.
Yeah.
They're so much longer. We're talking 6 months, maybe more. And you don't have one decision maker. You have like seven or more.
Right. You got the researcher who downloads a PDF, the manager who gets an email forward, the CFO who has to sign off.
Exactly. All of those little touch points matter. And B2B attribution models help you figure out which ones matter most so you can put your budget and your resources where they'll actually get the highest return.
Okay, let's unpack that, because it's not just about looking backward and making a report, is it?
No, not at all. It's about optimizing the future.
Right. It empowers you to fine-tune campaigns in, like, real time. You can tweak messaging, shift your channel mix, and actually improve the quality of your leads. You stop guessing where the next big deal will come from.
But you start knowing.
But to get that knowledge, we have to talk about the biggest blind spot we have right now. This thing we're calling dark social.
It sounds a bit mysterious, doesn't it? Cloak and dagger.
It does.
But really, it's just a way to describe all the sharing that happens outside of public platforms. Think about someone sharing a link in a Slack channel or a WhatsApp group, or just texting it to a colleague.
All those places your analytics can't see.
Precisely. And the huge problem is that traditional analytics tools just, they throw up their hands, they classify all that valuable high-intent traffic as direct.
Which is just a fancy way of saying, we have no idea.
Exactly. We have absolutely no idea where 40% of your best traffic came from. It's maddening.
So this is where the specialized software comes in.
Mm-hmm.
How?
Mm-hmm.
And how do these tools actually fill that gap? What are they doing that's different from a simple cookie?
Well, they work by pulling in and analyzing data from everywhere at once. They use tracking codes and cookies, sure, but the real secret sauce is twofold. First, they're incredibly sophisticated with UTM parameters.
Right, those little tags you add to the end of a URL.
Exactly. Think of them like a little flag you attach to a ship. They tell you which campaign, which source, which ad it came from. A good attribution tool makes sure that flag stays on no matter how many times the link gets forwarded or pasted into a private chat.
Okay, that's part one of the secret sauce. But what about part two? Because even the best UTM tag can be stripped out if someone just copies the main URL from their address bar.
And that's where integration and qualitative data come in. The real power is a deep, seamless integration with your CRM system. This lets the software track interactions both online and offline.
And it connects it to an actual person.
An actual person. And this is the key insight. The best tools combine that hard tracking data with what we call self-reported attribution, or SRA.
So this is literally just asking the customer.
Just asking them, how did you hear about us? On a form field, or a survey, or even just notes from a sales call. This qualitative data fills in the blanks that the digital trackers will always miss.
That makes so much sense. That CRM integration feels, well, it feels non-negotiable for B2B. You have to be able to connect that first anonymous click to the actual customer profile 6 months later.
If you can't, you've got nothing. Just a bunch of disconnected data points.
So if I'm a marketer and I'm looking to buy this software tomorrow, what are the absolute must-haves? What key features should I be prioritizing?
Okay, number one, without a doubt, is robust multi-channel tracking. It has to follow the user across paid ads, social media, email, everything.
Got it.
Number two, like we just said, is that seamless CRM integration. The data has to flow cleanly both ways without you having to manually push it.
And I imagine you need to be able to weigh those different touch points, right? A pricing page visit is more important than a blog view.
100%. So feature number three is modeling flexibility. You need a tool that offers customizable attribution models, not just first touch or last touch, but sophisticated multi-touch models that can intelligently assign credit across that whole long journey.
And what about for dark social specifically?
For dark social, you need to look for advanced features, things like automatic link tagging that sticks when content is shared, and really strong features for collecting and structuring that self-reported data.
So when you zoom out, the strategy is really to find a solution that gives you both the quantitative of the clicks and the qualitative of the why from conversations.
Absolutely. And one last really critical point for anyone making a decision, strong privacy compliance features. With all the global regulations, this is not optional anymore. You need a tool that handles data responsibly.
All right, let's get into the tools themselves. We've grouped these based on their main function to help you figure out what might solve your most immediate problem. We'll start with the tools that are really focused on tracking shares and viral reach, the ones trying to shine a light on that dark social corner.
First up, you have something like Share This. It's a simple sharing widget you put on your site. Its key feature is automatic link tagging.
So when I use the little widget to share to Slack,
it automatically attaches those UTM parameters to the link. This lets you track where that share goes and uncover some of that hidden data.
The strength there seems to be how easy it is, especially for content that you want people to share. But you mentioned users can still just copy and paste the untagged URL. Doesn't that create a huge gap?
It does. It's a significant gap, but it's also just an unavoidable reality of the web today. Tools like Share This and its competitor Add This, which works in a very similar way, are great for capturing intentional sharing. The people who use the button. But yes, the moment someone just manually copies the URL from the top of their browser, that attribution data is gone. They're a piece of the puzzle, but not the whole solution.
Okay, let's move to our second group. Tools focused on link performance and branded shortening. Everyone knows Bitly, but for attribution, what does it do that, say, Google Analytics can't?
Bitly's value is in tracking clicks in places where referral data gets completely stripped away. Think about sharing a link in a PDF or in private chat. It can't build a whole multi-touch model for you, but it can prove that a piece of content shared in those dark channels is actually driving clicks. It quantifies the reach.
And then there's Rebrandly, which is a branded URL shortener.
Right, so this takes it a step further. You're not just creating a short link, you're creating a custom, memorable, on-brand link. So you get the click tracking, plus you're strengthening brand recognition with every single share.
So it turns a potential data leak into a brand asset.
That's a great way to put it. The only caveat is that both Bitly and Rebrandly are, you know, specialized, they're link trackers. They don't have the full spectrum features like SRA integration or those deep multi-touch models we talked about.
They solve one problem really well.
Brilliantly. But they need to be part of a bigger system.
And speaking of systems, we have to talk about the foundation for everything. Google Analytics 4, or GA4. It's free. It's powerful.
It is. It uses an event-based model, which is great for tracking user behavior in general.
But, and this is a big, but for B2B marketers, it is fundamentally not built to solve this attribution puzzle.
Not at all. It's great at tracking what happens on your site, but it really struggles to tie those events to a specific person over a six-month window, especially if they switch devices.
It's the anonymous visitor versus Jane Smith, a known contact.
Exactly. And when that dark social traffic comes in, GA4 just defaults to direct, which forces you into a ton of manual analysis that's often just a guess. It's a great starting point, but you need more.
Which brings us to our final, and maybe most critical, category for B2B, tools focused on qualitative insights and deep CRM integration.
This is so vital because B2B deals are closed in conversations, and conversations are the ultimate dark social touch point.
So how do you track that?
Well, take a platform like PipeDrive. As a CRM, its whole purpose is to centralize everything around a contact and a deal. It uses customizable fields to capture all that self-reported attribution data. PipeDrive becomes the source of truth, connecting a vague recommendation from a colleague to a specific deal in your pipeline.
So is housing the answer the tracking pixel could never get because a sales rep just asked the right question?
Precisely. And then you have tools that bridge that final gap between a digital click and a closed deal, like Fathom and ProShort. These are call recording and transcription tools.
So they're capturing data that GA4 could never even dream of seeing.
Right. They automatically link sales, call transcripts, notes, and highlights directly to an opportunity in your CRM. This captures unbelievably rich qualitative data, the actual words your prospects are using. So now you can attribute progress not just to a click, but to the conversation that actually moved the deal forward.
But is there a risk of putting too much of a burden on the sales team, making them data collectors?
That's a fair point. But the power of these tools is in their automation. They transcribe and categorize the conversation automatically, so it's less work for the rep. But you're right, they are specialists. They're not a holistic attribution platform. Their insights need to feed back into a central system to really complete the picture.
So after all that, what's the big takeaway? It seems like effective B2B attribution isn't about finding one magic tool.
Not at all. It's about building an integrated stack. You absolutely cannot rely on just your basic web analytics anymore, especially if you're trying to track dark social.
So you have to combine the hard data, like link tagging from ShareThis or click volume from Bitly,
with the soft data, the self-reported answers you store in your CRM, and those amazing conversational insights you get from a tool like Fathom. Choosing the right software really comes down to your specific pain points. Is it dark social tracking? Or is it getting that qualitative data into your revenue reports?
And at the end of the day, this is so important because B2B attribution is about telling a compelling, data-driven story, connecting that very first anonymous click all the way to the final dollar earned.
Yeah, the goal is to get past knowing what happened and really start understanding why it mattered. And given how much of these critical B2B interactions happen privately, you know, behind the scenes, it raises a really important question for you to think about.
What's that?
When you look at your own marketing funnel right now, today, what percentage of the true buyer journey, that long 6-month journey, are you still completely blind to?
Something to think about as you start connecting those invisible dots. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into decoding dark social and mastering marketing attribution. This episode was brought to you with insights provided by Skopic.